This episode is brought to you by FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Celebrity owners Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' small-town Welsh football club is fighting for a chance at promotion. These two Hollywood stars lead a team in the midst of history in the making, while dedicated staff and supporters hold on to a dream of returning the team and this working-class town in Wales to glory. FX's Welcome to Wrexham premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the monthly bonus show for supporters of the Instance Plus, which you can find over at theinstance.net. If you're hearing this, you're not one of those guys, you're hearing it a week later, and we wish you would come with us a week early. If you are
seriously, thank you so much for supporting this show. It's really cool.
It is, especially, you know, it's hard because show's been around forever. This is a relatively new thing that we did, and that's a hard thing to do, to apply a plan to an old thing that people are just used to getting.
Yeah, it's like a new show and you're like, woo, yeah, Patreon or crowdfunding or come support us. Everyone's like, yeah, new thing, awesome. But, yeah, you know, it's been around forever. You're just used to getting it. We understand that. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Listener out there for supporting this podcast.
Yeah, it means a lot to us. We really appreciate it. All right, well, we're going to have some fun today because trivia always works out for you and I when we do this bonus show.
Oh, yeah. We've never had any issues whatsoever.
Well, that music you hear is a sign. We are going to have a little bit of fun with trivia, but we're going to do it with the official. Oh, it's not. I'm just going to hold it with the camera. There's no reason to because this is all audio.
It's audio only.
It's a Trivial Pursuit World of Warcraft edition, which came out, I want to say, maybe even during vanilla. I don't remember exactly. Maybe it was BC. I don't remember when. Oh, here's a date. Do we have a date? Back of the box, it says, oh, no, it's newer than I thought, 2013. So, 2013 this came out. So, that would have been like Cataclysm, yeah? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So, these include all the things you expect from Trivial Pursuit, and mainly reliable questions that we don't have to count on some crappy website to get right. So, we have some categories, and we have some questions. So, I'm going to throw them out to Garrett and test Garrett. Because that's fun, and I have the cards, so I get to do this. Garrett, are you ready for your first question?
I never am, but that hasn't stopped you before.
Wonderful. I'll give you a choice here. Oh, those are answers. Oh,
I guess I need to know what the categories are, right? Like the
color-coordinated thing? I didn't realize. I forgot that that was a thing.
All right, well, that would maybe probably help.
All right, we'll just start with one. Here's this. Blood Mist Isle and Azure Mist Isle are located off the coast of what continent?
Continent. Blood Mist and Azure Mist?
Yeah.
Continent, not like zone?
Nope, continent. Like, if this was North America, that'd be a continent. Or if it was Africa, it'd be a continent.
And this isn't multiple choice, right?
That's no.
How Trivial Pursuit works?
Yeah, it's just a single answer. I mean, I could give you some fake ones, but I don't think that would help you.
Kalimdor.
You are correct. Nicely done. Well done. Piece of cake. All right, now you're all warmed up. Here's your next one. Which race is excluded from being a hunter? Now, this may not be true anymore.
Oh, God. Crap. Yeah, this is Cataclysm year. Because, like, human used to be not half hunter, but now they do.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like an extra layer of challenge.
Yeah, you're right, because now we're dealing with change, maybe even since the printing of this card. But I like your chances. I feel good about it.
Okay. Hit me.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, I said. So which race is excluded from being a hunter? What did you say? Did you say one?
Oh, I thought this was a multiple choice one.
No, there's no multiple choice in here.
There's a single race.
There's a single race at the time of this printing, 2013, that could not be a hunter.
Time of the printing, but I didn't think gnomes couldn't be hunters either. Crap. Crap. Oh God.
Wait, was it humans that couldn't be hunters? I don't remember that.
Humans at one point could not be hunters.
No, oh, it must have been early.
For that, I'm going to go with gnomes, because I don't think gnomes can still be hunters.
Congratulations, you got it right. Is it still true?
Oh,
I didn't know if it
God.
Was. I didn't know if it was still true or not, if they can or can't. Maybe they can't still. All right, next question. Oh, your favorite race. Here we go. The Night Elves and the Dragonflights stood against the armies of the Quel... How do you say that word? Q-I-R-A-J-I? The Quirigi?
All right. Start from the top again.
The Night Elves and the Dragonflights stood against the armies of the Quirigi in what war?
Karaji?
Is it Karaji? Maybe. There's no other I in there. All right. What in what war?
Oh, Kiraj. Okay.
Is that Kiraj? Like Ankaraj?
Yes.
Oh. I guess the Kiraj is the race. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
I believe so, yes.
All right. I always forget how that's spelled. That's cool. All right. In what war was that fight?
What war was that fight?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you'd know this one. I wouldn't know this.
This is out of books, which I think is that War of the Ancients? God, that would have been forever ago.
The hint I'll give you is you're right on the first part. Is War of the what? Pretty good hint.
I don't think that is War of the Ancients, but I don't know. That's like the oldest war I know the name of, like having a title of War of something.
Well, the other hint I would give you is this is War of the blank blank, so two words, if that helps. I'll even give you one more hint. The two words start with S, both words.
Two words start with S?
Yeah, each word starts with S.
Oh, God.
The War of the Shitty Stuff. No, that's not it. But like,
yeah, I got nothing. I don't know.
The answer is... Oh, wait, let me... The word is War of the Shifting Sands. War of the Shifting Sands.
I have never heard that term until today.
Well, all right. We've learned something. Now this question. Coins of Ancestry can be obtained during which world event?
Oh, Jesus.
Now this one I knew.
The Lunar Festival.
That is correct. Nicely done.
Hey!
Yeah, well done. All right. Here's one that we all should remember. But maybe we don't. The royal counselor, Lady Catrana Prestor, stirred up conflict in the kingdom of Stormwind until she was revealed as Witch Black Dragon in disguise.
I have no idea what her name was. I just know she was an agent of Onyxia, so go ahead and give me a zap on that one.
Let me push a button here first. Where is it?
Black Dragon.
I just like to play that. That's from There Will Be Dungeons. All right, sorry. So you said you don't know.
I have no idea what her name is.
Well, you were really close. It is literally Onyxia. So there's that.
Oh shit! Really?
Yep. You could have had that one. Yep. I don't feel bad. Dragon. Oh, I should be keeping track here of score, and I haven't been. That's okay. We don't care.
I think we're 2-2.
Nothing means anything, so that's fine. All right. What are three of the five resource node locations in Arathi Basins where players battle for control? So what are those called?
Oh, lumber mill, stables, gold mine, blacksmith, farm?
Nailed it. Got it. You got all of them. Well done. I'm impressed with that one. I would have just forgotten just based on I haven't been in there in a long time.
Farm took a second because I'm like, they both are things with animals.
No, you totally killed it. You did good. All right, here we go. This is a good one. Well, I guess this is, so I'm starting to understand what these colors are for, because this is like location. The world...
I start to have like pre-anxiety. Like you said, Coin of Ancestry. I'm like, oh, old, shitty resources we had to grind to get armor or something. I'm like, oh, wait, no, that's actually from an in-game holiday, and I actually know what that's from.
Exactly. See? You're doing good. All right, here you go. The World Tree Nordrassil is located in which zone? Nordrassil, rather. Which zone is that tree? The World Tree. Famously... exploded.
Where's Hyjal?
That is correct. Mount Hyjal is correct. Well done. You're killing it here. All right. Command, truth, and righteousness are all types of what?
Command, truth, and righteousness are all types of seals.
And those seals are whose?
Wait, what?
Well... you're really close. I'm giving you this one no matter what.
They're all types of paladin seals.
Oh, there you go. That's it. Paladin seals. Nice job.
Okay.
When I said who, it probably threw you off. Like it was a single individual.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean who? They're seals.
Yeah, I should have been more better about that.
And I don't mean like,
No, can't be that. All right. Which hero in the Horde meets his demise during the Battle of Engrathar, the Wrathgate? at Angrathar the Wrathgate. So which hero of the Horde meets his demise? We know about Bolvar, but we don't know about this other
guy. It's Sourfang's son. So the last name Sourfang. I'm assuming you're not going to give it to me just based off Sourfang.
Well, you can... What'd you say?
Dranosh.
Yeah, you got it. Nicely done. You could have also said Sourfang the Younger. That would have counted.
Oh, okay.
Often referred to that way.
I was trying to think of his first name because I remember that whole... I love the monologue by... Varrok about his son, like he named him Dranosh. I was trying to remember
so
that.
Good. So good. It's my favorite part of the recent cinematics as well. Is just him reminiscing on all that stuff. And I did that fight so many times. When I made
a noise in, I think it was Old Soldier, when there's a short shot of him in Northrend, like holding his.
Yeah, cradling his son's body out there. Yeah.
Yeah, that was just like, oh!
I know. I'm like, I was there. I was just on the airship. Now I'm up there now. Crazy. Yeah. All right.
Sorry about
your son. All right. Next one. Gron Stalker's armor is a raid tier set for which class?
A hunter, and I'll do you one better. Isn't that one was tier 6?
Yeah, you're correct. Wow. Well done. Well done indeed. All right. I'm impressed with that.
Bring tier back. Bring it back.
Yeah, we want tiers. Let's see. We're shedding tears for more tears. Which orc was responsible for the opening... Or sorry, let me start that again. Which orc was responsible for opening numerous portals on Draenor and shattering the orc homeworld? This would have been prior to any shenanigans in Warlords.
That would have been Gul'dan, wasn't it?
Let's check if it's Gul'dan. Ner'zhul. Ner'zhul.
Shit.
Ner'zhul. That's okay. You knew tier 6 armor. I'm more impressed with that than anything. All right.
Not a big orc fan.
Look, the orcs are cool, and you just need to give over to them. They're great. All right, here's your next question.
The box office hall of the Warcraft film beg to differ.
Oh, you think that was why people didn't like it? I think
because who gives a crap?
give me
Arthas' story.
I love it. Yeah, no, I don't disagree, though. I think Arthas' story would have been a better movie, 100%.
Also, more shirtless Medivh, I think, would have helped the movie a lot.
I don't know why they didn't start with that story. What were they doing? What was that?
I feel like they really hate prequels, and they're like, you know what? We're just going to start at the beginning instead of making a good movie and then going back and making a bad movie. We're just going to start with the bad movie.
Start with Arthas and make that your... Even if it's your only movie, that's the best story you can tell. All right, here's this one. So far, let's see. Oh, I guess I could look at the cards and tell which ones you got right or wrong. Anyway, which two factions are fighting over Arathi base and resources? Other than Horde and Alliance, obviously. But,
obviously, yeah.
But you're there fighting on behalf of these two factions.
An Arathi Basin, I believe. I want to say the Human and the Forsaken.
You would be incorrect. It's the Defilers and the League of Arathor.
Oh, I don't know that shit.
I don't either. That's all news to me. Don't know who those guys are.
Oh, so you're it's very specifically like what you're grinding rep with when you go there.
I mean, the Defilers I know, but...
So the Defilers are Forsaken and the League of Arathor are human-led.
Yeah, so you're kind of right.
It wasn't specific enough.
Yeah, but you're pretty generally right. All right, the Undercity has how many quarters? I don't mean 1/4 of a dollar.
Oh, I mean, it's called quarters, so I want to say 4, but isn't the central one called something?
I don't know. You tell me.
They're literally called quarters.
Is 4 your answer?
I might be very wrong. It's either 4 or 5, and I can't remember if the central hub is actually called something. I mean, also, there's like, in any keep, sections are called like quarters, and that doesn't necessarily mean there's 4 of them. Oh, crap.
You're right. People say I need to retire to my quarters. Captain's quarters.
But then there's like a central ring where the auction houses are. There's 6? Yeah. Yeah. Hell. I'm going to get this wrong. I'm going to go with 5.
You should have said 4. 4 is correct, or 4 would have been correct. Darn. That's okay.
I'll sleep fine tonight.
you'll be fine. All right. What are the two point currencies that can be acquired for participating in PvP activities such as arenas and battlegrounds? Now this may be different now, but at the time, what was that?
Read that back again.
What are the 2 point currencies? I don't know why it says 2 point. What are the 2-point currencies that can be acquired for participating in PvP activities, such as arenas and battlegrounds? So basically PvP currencies.
Honor points and arena rating?
Oh, you're halfway there.
Ranking?
It is conquest and honor.
Oh.
See, and I think that's different now, isn't it? Isn't conquest different?
I haven't PvP'd in a very long time. Yeah. I honestly couldn't tell you. Yeah, I know we have like marks now. We have like PvP marks. I think they're marks of honor now. And we also have point. I don't even know what.
I don't remember either. Nowadays. All right, here's a good one. Who is the trade prince of the and radical racial leader of the Bilgewater Cartel Goblins?
Gallywix?
That is correct. First name Jaster, which I forgot.
Jaster?
Yeah, his name's Jaster.
It's like finding out the first name of the emperor.
I know, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
His name is Sheev.
Yeah, Sheev. That sucks. And
my friends like to say that that's shorthand for, that's just the in-universe version of Steve, so his full name is Sheevan.
Sheevan. I wish it was just Steve. That'd be great.
Steve Palpatine.
Steve Palpatine. That would be amazing.
Now witness the firepower of this fully armed and operational, as you said it, Steve.
That's right, Steve.
Darth Vader's like, okay, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, Grandpa
Don't
Steve.
Don't call me by my first name in front of your son.
I really like Steve. All right. Nemesis Raignment is a raid tier set for which class?
Nemesis Raignment?
Yeah. Raignment.
I don't know. It's got to be clothies because it's a raignment, so.
You are correct about it being a clothy. Which one do you think?
Priest. I don't know.
Warlock. Nemesis Raignment. All right, how about this one? What cosmic being of untold power was summoned by the Shadow Council in the Shadow Labyrinth?
Shadow Labs.
Yep. Burn Shadow Crusade. Labs.
Shadow Labyrinth.
That was a fun dungeon. Or I guess.
Is that Hellfire Citadel?
No. It's in Shattrath, isn't it?
Well, if it's Shattrath, it was Murmur.
You are correct. Murmur is the correct answer. I can't believe I remember that being in Shattrath, but I do.
That's like a half point, because you kind of helped me on that one.
I ran that 3 times with Kurt Schilling before Kurt Schilling kind of went off the reservation.
Well, I never had a high opinion of Red Sox players anyway.
So. I know. You were...
I interviewed for 38 Studios.
Oh, really? I was offered a job there. I turned it down.
I had to do an art test for them. I guess it wasn't good enough.
In my case, they wanted me to come and be this for them, like podcaster guy and do a bunch of media stuff. But I had to give up everything else. Basically, Gul'dan told me I had to give up everything to go there and be there.
Boy,
and
really good thing you didn't take that gig.
Yeah, a year later, I would have been stuck in Boston with no way to pay for a house I couldn't afford. It really would have sucked. All right, I made the right call, I think. I like my independence, I'll say that. All right, here's this. How many different bosses can be found within the Violet Hold? Well, see, that's tricky because they're so random. I would never think about numbers, but...
It's the same number every time, but I can't remember how many. I'm going to go with 4.
4 total? Let's see if that's correct. 7, apparently. Because remember, we get all seven in a run.
How many total?
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
How many do you do on a run?
Right. And I think you're actually right on the run.
I think it's like 3 randos and a guaranteed final every time.
You get some bonus Scott points for that. Doesn't count toward anything. You can't spend it, but I give it to you anyway. All right, here we go. In which zone can Gallywick's Pleasure Palace be found? I think I know this one.
It's in Azjara.
Let's double check. The answer is correct. Nicely done. Yeah, that is where it is. It is now. It wasn't in vanilla. It didn't exist in vanilla. But.
Correct. Yeah, that was a post-Cataclysm edition.
Yeah.
I remember thinking it was just wild because it was so unlike anything I'd ever seen in game before.
It was pretty crazy. Still is crazy. All right, what mount can be acquired from fishing pools?
What mount?
Yep, so it's a random drop in a fishing pool when you fish, and it's the only way you can get it. I think it's still...
Oh, it's a turtle. I don't know what it's the technical name, but it's the turtle mount.
sea turtle technically, but yes, we'll give it to you for turtle. All right. Who was the last Pandaren emperor of Pandaria?
No idea. Jack Black.
Jack Black is correct. No, it's not correct. It is Shao Hoa or How. Shao How. S-H-A-O-H-A-O.
How now, brown cow?
I think you fought that dude or a version of him in Lightning Raid thing that was on the island there. Like, what was that called? I forgot.
The Throne of Thunder?
Throne of Thunder, that's the one. The Lightning Raid. All right, this is good. What type of spells had the chance to trigger the Blessing of Ancient Kings from the legendary mace, Valnari, and Hammer of the Ancient Kings?
Valnir?
Did I say Valnari? Valnir.
Yeah, crap. I mean, I would assume holy spells because it's paladin, and that was a healing mace, right?
Yeah.
What types of spells?
Yeah.
Oh, it's either healing or holy. Crap.
You're in the neighborhood, so you got to pick one.
Oh.
No pressure.
I'm just going to go with healing spells.
You're correct. Well done. So you handled that one very well. All right.
Because I never had that one, because I would never be caught dead healing on a paladin, even though it's like my most played class.
Nice. All
right, I don't like healing on paladin. I'd rather heal as priest.
This thing has got a lot of gnome and goblin questions, interestingly. I don't know why I'm seeing so many of these.
If it was the most recent expansion would have been Cataclysm when that was published.
And the goblins were a big deal then, yeah. Well, although I haven't seen any stuff for the werewolves, so I don't know.
Anyway, don't like furries.
I guess so. All right, here. Who is the leader of the leper gnomes and rules over the irradiated sections of Gnomergon?
You should know this because I love that dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea.
It's a terrible name. It's a really...
I'm thinking. Give me just a second.
If you get this, my mind will be blown if you get this.
Oh, I think he's a card in Hearthstone too. Crap.
Oh, see, this is where you get the extra advantage. All that Hearthstone play is probably going to help.
Yeah, but I don't think he's ever seen actual standard. Like, I don't think he's ever been a good card. I can't recall. This is going to infuriate me when I hear it, because I know I actually know this name. I just can't think of it.
All right. Well, the answer is Merkjaneer Sicko Thermoplug.
Thermoplug. That's it. That was the word.
Is he a card? Come up with. Is he a card?
Thermoplug is a card.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's your next
Thermoplug
one.
Thermoplug Hearthstone.
Thermoplug. It sounds like a dirty device you shouldn't buy.
Damn it. Yep. Yeah. Mechjaneer Thermoplug is indeed. And he even summons the Leaven Gnome when an enemy dies. Son of a...
Close. All right. Here's one you can totally get. What is the maximum number of players allowed in a scenario? The scenarios were... That was Pandaria. So maybe this is older than I think it is. Or more recent.
Scenarios, I think, were three players.
Did you go? It feels like you went to that place, honey. The greens and everything? Sorry. Say that one more time. What was your answer?
I think it was three players. I honestly don't remember.
You are correct. Well done. Nicely done. Man, you're doing way good here. All right. I think we are on our last card.
All right.
For today, let's start with this one. How many major zones does Northrend have?
Oh, God. Jesus.
Yeah.
I need a minute on this one.
You got a picture in your head.
Yeah. Orient Tundra, Alling Fjord, Grizzly Hills. The thing above Orient Tundra, I can never remember the name of, but it's very pretty.
Yeah.
Ice Crown. Storm Peaks, Dragon Blight. I'm assuming this counts Winter Grasp, which is where I think my hang up is, and also Crystal Song Forest. 9?
Oh. One that missing, and it's the one with the troll tablet floor everywhere.
Oh, Zoldrak.
Zoldrak, yeah.
Oh, damn it.
You got really close. I'm impressed, actually. I would have gotten about half that because my memory sucks.
If this was Nerdtacular, I would have named that nerd. I would have called 9 out of 10, and Justin and Robert Young would have given me the finger, and I would have gotten it right. And
yeah,
I would have laughed.
Yeah, this is what we say to him.
The jury will now retire.
All right, let's see.
And then I would have choked on the Star Wars question,
or the Star Wars poster, because I didn't think you actually would know the names of any of the characters I would have said.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a fun one that year. All right. What category of achievements offers no achievement points? I know this
category
one.
Of achievements offers no achievement points.
Yeah. I'll give you a better example. If an achievement goes out of, you know, they age it out, it takes on a new status.
Feat of strength.
You are correct. Well done. Who is the first Night Elf Druid?
The first Night Elf Druid?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that means the first one ever or in the ranking of you are the first to the, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't know how that works.
I would assume the first ever. I'm gonna, like, Malfurion seems too easy, but that's my answer is Malfurion.
Well, correct. Nice job.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. I thought it was going to be some random asshole in the War of the Ancients book I haven't read.
That Malfurion, or the Stormrage book has all sorts of a-holes in it. All right, here's one for you. Scourgeborn Battle Gear is a raid tier set for which class?
Scourgeborn Battle Gear is probably for Death Knights, because I don't know, so it sounds like a Death Knight, so I'm saying Death Knights.
You are saying the correct word. Those are the
words. Huzzah. Nemesis should have tipped me off about the Warlock set that I got
right. Right? Exactly. All right, here's... this is a good one. I like Pit Lords. Which Pit Lord did Grom Hellscream kill to free the orc race from its blood curse?
Manaroth.
That would be correct. Well done. My favorite Pit Lord was Matt... Oh, shoot.
Actheridan?
Yes. No.
I loved it because when you were doing the five-man, not the raid, but the five-man, he'd be down. You could hear him down in the depths going, "Take my blood and choke on it."
Oh, right. And it was the puzzle.
One of my favorite lines.
The raid was the weird puzzle thing, right? The boxes, and everyone had to go click on a box. And
yeah. Yeah. That and I think it was Ignis in Wrath of the Lich King. That was another one of my favorites because he would go, burn in the maker's fire. My roommate, who I was raiding with at the time, could do a perfect impression and would screw with us in raid chat yell that when it wasn't happening.
No, that's no good. That'll mess you up.
Yep.
All right, the final question of the day. What is one of the three daughters available? Sorry, that's wrong. What is one of the three dungeons available to level 15 characters through the Dungeon Finder feature?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, I screwed that up. I apologize. What is one of the three dungeons available? So what is one of the three dungeons available to level 15 characters through the Dungeon Finder feature? And you really only need to name one bonus if you can get all three.
Oh, one. I'm actually really bad about dungeon levels. 15, you said.
Yeah, 15.
This one, again, I'm like, this is Cataclysm. Dungeons have shuffled around, and yep. I think some of them shuffled around in Cataclysm.
Plus, Dungeon Finder was new that year. Or no, I can't remember when Dungeon Finder came out.
Finder came out at the tail end of Wrath of the Lich King, okay. With the ICC raid and the two dungeons that they added onto it.
Right, that was a crossover feature that carried you to the next expansion. Yeah,
I was swapping my tabards and chain running them as a tank.
Yep. Wish I could do that now.
I'm really struggling with this one.
I would have only known one of these because I remember it, but
Dead Mines?
That is correct. Nicely done. Your options were Dead Mines, Ragefire Chasm, or Wailing Caverns. And I only remembered Wailing Caverns because my friend Brian Dunaway left his cow hunter there and never came back.
I remember that story from a really old episode of The Instance.
He's never gone and revived him from that cliff he fell off.
I was getting Rage Fire Chasm and Wailing Caverns confused in my head, and I couldn't remember which was which, but it turns out they both would have been right, and that makes me angry.
Yeah, it should. It should make you angry. All right, well done, though. You did good, man. I think you kind of killed it overall.
Here's the thing. I really sweat trivia.
Yeah.
It gives me really bad anxiety, but hopefully it's entertaining for people.
I think so. I mean, I know I'm entertained, and I think that other people probably have to be. Plus, I think it's fun to just revisit old stuff that we haven't thought about. It brings
up that part of this is very fun.
Yeah.
I wish they did more Trivial Pursuits because it'd be cool to get later installments.
Oh, yeah. Even like expansion cards.
I don't think they did.
No, they never did. That must mean this thing didn't sell very well. I don't know. I mean, it's a pretty niche-y thing, right? Like, you got to be really into Warcraft and you must like Trivial Pursuit, which is a weird combo because most of those people just would rather play Warcraft than sit around playing Trivial Pursuit. So it's entirely possible, but I'm glad we got what we got. Expansion cards would be nice, but probably never going to happen. But well done, Garrett. And well done, listeners. You just got a big, fun taste of another bonus show. And again, if you're hearing this and you're not a supporter, well, that means you didn't support us yet and you got it a week late. Nobody wants to be a week late. That sucks. Get it a week early. That is to say, on time by being a supporter at theinstance.net. Just go click on the Instance Plus stuff and you're in. It's simple. It's easy. You can get in very low, too. It's not like a big commitment. And we'd love it. And for those who already have, we love you guys. You guys are amazing. And we think of you highly and all the time. I think that's going to do it for us. Garrett, thanks as always. Always fun hanging out with you, man.
Thanks for putting this together, Scott.
You betcha. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next month. Who was the last Pandaren emperor of Pandaria?
No idea.